Feldman. I overheard Rogaine over there. Some weight gainer. Whey protein. That's what I give him. A little thin. A little thin. I seen him in the weight room. 225 is heavy now. So I'm giving him some protein shakes.
And what's your favorite Christmas carol?
Christmas carol. I just, as soon as you said that, I remember my parents with the Jackson 5 Christmas playing over and over again as we used to decorate the tree. And I think probably I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's funny how that, when you're young, you just think Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus. You get a little older, you start realizing what the story is about. But it's fun. It's a fun song. So that's what I go with.
And now talk about, you know, every game from here on out is almost like a playoff for you guys. And you guys enjoying this as you guys go down
well,
the stretch.
Well, I think you guys are late to the party. It's been a few weeks we've had this biggest game, playoff, I mean, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, that's the bet we made. And, you know, it's exciting to play. And so we've had 3 weeks ago it was a must win, last week, this week, so on and so forth. So I think everybody in there knows that it's a situation. And, you know, it's been a while. We've been doing what we need to do to make sure come Sunday it's a you know, good showing from us.
Did you know you could clinch this weekend, or you don't even know what to think about?
No idea. I play 1-0. You know, that's my mentality to go out here and literally all that other stuff. This person does this and that, and I have no clue, nor do I care, because it's not going to help me get to the quarterback or make a tackle or any of that. So I don't really, it doesn't really concern me.
Talk about preparing for conditions. You know, weather is always an issue when you guys go to Buffalo in December, and I guess this time around, no different. It won't be as cold, but it's supposed to be wet.
Well, I like to think I was born with, you know, the being prepared for conditions, being a northerner, winter baby, went to Penn State, played in Canada. It's December. It's supposed to be cold. You know, we down here, everything, you know, we got shorts and T-shirt on. We're lucky. But the rest of the world, I mean, it's chilly. So it was 2 weeks ago we went up and played in the cold, and I don't think that's a big deal. A lot of guys have to deal with distractions, whether it's ankle or the crowd screaming or, you know, your time. I mean, all those things you got to block out of your mind. The weather is one of them. I mean, you got to play football, and if you're worrying about how cold it is or hot it is, then you're probably already behind eight ball.
Yeah, but as a team, you know, for other guys, when last 2 weeks ago it was their first cold weather experience. How much? What does that do confidence-wise? I've already done it, and not this be the first one that you're going
to
do.
Well, hopefully it's not a shock. I know a couple guys who, you know, had probably been never played in a game that cold. And to me, I mean, that wasn't really cold. It was warm compared to some other games. But to know, like I said, it's not the first time, and I mean, having that experience, you know, hopefully goes a long way. I mean, it's from another angle. I mean, we've been in cold games, been in close games, we've. You know, by this time you should be in a rhythm, you know, in a lot of different facets of the game and know that, hey, listen, this is what it's going to take. This is what it feels like. This is what it has to do to win this game. And, you know, like, again, if you're worrying about the weather, then you're worrying about the wrong thing.